You are listening to KJFM Radio, home of all things mighty.
And this is the Mighty Moment.
Hello again for another installment of the Mighty Moment. Before I get into it, please remember, submit. All you have to do is shoot an email about who you feel is mighty or what you feel is mighty and why to MITYLIFE. Let me back up. MITYFORLIFE at gmail.com. That's mightyforlife@gmail.com. Mighty spelled with MITY. So, the other day, I was having the opportunity to drive a little Lyft and Uber, and I picked up a mother and her daughter who were from Elko, Nevada, and had a very, very heartfelt discussion with Tammy and Rose. And Rose is the daughter, Tammy's the mother. Well, Tammy just recently was diagnosed with carcinoma and came here to Utah to be treated at the Huntsman Center. And the reason I am holding her up as our mighty moment today is just how incredible she is. And I'm sure that everyone out there that may have battled with cancer and beaten it or are still battling with cancer, y'all are very, very mighty individuals, because that is something that is not easy to work with, especially when you get a six-month diagnosis, six-month life expectancy like Tammy did. She's choosing chemo because she was told that it will give her more time, and Tammy, you and your family are in our thoughts and prayers. With that being said, let me talk to you a little about why I feel she is mighty. As we were discussing and I was sharing a little of our family history, she totally forgot about herself and took the time to share empathy and sympathy towards our family situation. And well, that is an incredible and a very, very mighty thing to do. Forgetting about yourself and the troubles and challenges that you face in order to be able to wrap someone up in your arms of care, concern, love, and be able to give them warmth and give them encouragement and give them strength to continue to move on. That is truly being mighty. And beyond that, Tammy is a warrior. Multiple times throughout the ride, she just kept saying, "And I'm going to beat it. And I'm going to beat it. And I'm going to beat it." And that is a definite mighty attitude as well. She is putting everything into getting this chemo, which, by the way, she's probably at her appointment right now. And Tammy, again, you are in our thoughts and our prayers for all to go well and all to go as you hope it goes. But yes, she was saying, "I am going to beat this. I will beat this." There was no hesitation. There was no doubt. There's fear of the unknown. The thing is that she's not letting the fear overcome who she is and what she's doing. She's actually doing just the opposite and driving forward head on into what is there and making more of her situation than what her situation is giving her. That is truly mighty. And for that today, Tammy, you are our mighty moment. We wish you the best in all of your treatment and wish you and your family the best as you continue to move forward in spending time together, having good quality time, and just continuing to be mighty in your life and sharing that with those around you. We thank you for sharing your story with us. And remember, all of you out there, that if this is something that has inspired you, please feel free to find those kind of inspiring stories in your life and send them in to mightyforlife@gmail.com. Again, this is Keith with KGFM Radio. This has been today's Mighty Moment. Go out there and do great things in your lives and be mighty for life.